Well, we're on the telephone with Craig Hill, president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation. Craig, the Iowa legislature passed the, well, I don't know what you want to call it. Some call it the undercover bill. Some are calling it an ag gag bill. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that, the bill that would make it a crime to enter a livestock operation or gain employment there under false pretenses. And your organization is supportive of that bill?
Certainly. And it's House File 589. And it's a bill that actually had passed the House a year ago, and then the Senate took up the same language, amended it a bit, altered it somewhat, and passed it just here a couple days ago.
Now, there has created a little bit of a firestorm looking at some of the comments on some of the blogs and social media that we've seen. Some people saying that it's going to discourage whistleblowers from doing what they do. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, there's employees, there are farmers, everyone's entitled to report, you know, abuse if they witness it or see that, and we support that. You know, we support the best standards and practices that farmers have always used. I think we've got a long history of good husbandry practices by farmers. And when it's viewed and when it's seen, of course, that should be reported, and you know, hopefully the authorities get involved and get the situation corrected. But what's going on today is we have a number of activists that want to gain entry to a farm, and they'll deceive and lie on their employment application and come into the farm on false pretenses, you know, motivated that they can take some films or do a video and make it look as dramatic as they possibly can to affect the public. And they don't report the issues as they arise. They just are trying to collect video. They may stay on a farm for several months in this fashion. And, you know, there's lots of concerns when someone's motivated to act irresponsibly and under false pretenses. You know, they're removing transparency of their motivations, and it could be that they're there to actually damage the livestock producer's operation, maybe spread disease or cause other harm. So we just need to keep those people out and good, honest, responsible people in.
Are you concerned at all about any kind of backlash against agriculture with legislation like this? Or
I don't expect any backlash. I think you know, we have a history of good practices and farmers doing the right thing. I think that'll continue. And I think when there are things that come up, they will be reported and we will handle them as they should be. But, you know, farmers are motivated to have warm, happy, healthy pigs and cattle and sheep, well-fed. We've got a long history of doing that. If there's abuses, yeah, they need to be reported, but not by people that are gaining entry to a farm just motivated to seek out something and to find something and spend, you know, days, weeks, and months on the farm trying to uncover something, and that's their pure motivation. Not motivated to take good care of the animals, but motivated, you know, just to try to get some damaging footage or something that they can alter to become damaging footage for a producer.
Well, some of the recent videos that have been released, seems like not so much what you'd call abuse is just kind of standard everyday practices in livestock operations, which, you know, taken out of context, some people could really misconstrue.
Well, it can, and, you know, there are things, there's mistakes, and there's things that happen, and, you know, we always look to correct those, but when you turn the lights down and make things dim and dark and add some very negative music, you know, to the video and catch someone in a circumstance that may not look the best, you can make things look bad, and that's their goal, and that's what they're doing. They're not trying to do what's best for the animals, but do what they can to harm the industry. And so we'd like to avoid that and just have everybody be honest The penalties, you know, if they do gain access with false statements and fraudulent behavior, you know, they're only going to be a serious misdemeanor or an aggravated misdemeanor if it's a second or third offense. So the penalties aren't dramatic, but at least it gets it reported and gets people under the same guidelines of being transparent, honest, and fair.
Indications are that Governor Branstad would probably sign this legislation. Is that your feeling?
I don't have any indication. You know, the governor, as always, will analyze the situation and determine, you know, what's best. I haven't had a conversation with the governor about this, so that'll be up to his discretion.